look, he wants to make a comment over there. We should ask like now.
I just love the timing. Okay, moment of silence now.
Skywalker, he could help. He's like, you did the Tom Cruise guy. You bit your lip and everything.
Bit my lip.
You're trying not to touch the table.
Make your upper lip quiver. Nah, she's a gold digger.
What fucking song is that?
We notorious, guy.
Oh, okay.
We notorious. Don't look a bag with us. Rascals check me coming down with thrust. Come with Northern Touch, guy.
Oh, okay. Whoa. That's two different songs.
That's Northern Touch. That's the song.
You said Northern Touch?
That's the name of the song.
What did you guys hear him say?
It's a multiple wire.
Is that Notorious? Yeah, it's
not. I heard Notorious.
And it's not Notorious.
I was like, by who? You're like Notorious. I was like, that's a Biggie song?
No. It's a Rascal song.
I'm saying, no, it's not. It's a bunch of, it's a collaboration.
I figured as much.
No, that's the one with Snow. Da, 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 da. Like with Ghetto Concept, remember that group, guy?
Too much for work. I don't even remember that song.
Yo, that song was so caca.
Yeah, it really was, though.
It's terrible.
Man, you know we back. Chilling with villains. The podcast. I'm your host, Gary the Villain, in the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
And the think tank in the house.
Hi.
Just filming.
What up?
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
And it is June 30th. June 30th, the day before Canada Day. Day, we always celebrate our anniversary. This is the happy 6-year anniversary, mofos.
Don't ask Smith to read it.
You know what I mean? Look at this sign. We got this nice neon sign and shit.
Neon sign. Up.
What did you call it before? What did you say? You say it was like a
restaurant sign.
It looks like a restaurant menu sign.
Yeah, guy, you know when you bring it out, guy? That place Falafel has it over here.
This is the specials we have today.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Happy 6-year anniversary, mofos. Shout out to Khadija.R on Instagram. Shout out to Kareem Reed on SoundCloud.com. So, summertime.
Yes.
We've been on hiatus for a minute. Would you guys have a good summer so far?
Yes, but I don't believe when people told me, oh, it's going to be a cold summer. My fucking ass.
Well, it hasn't been sweltering.
Are you?
Guys, no, look.
It's been cold.
Yeah. Last year, we couldn't breathe in here.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, but that was a little bit later into the summer. For a June, it's pretty freaking hot. Okay?
It's going to get hot.
No, last year, the same day last year, it was plus 34.
Yeah.
Today is like minus something. I don't
know.
Minus something.
Yeah.
Ain't normal.
Yeah, this ain't right. This is a little cold, but I'm not going to complain.
Better than snow.
The weather is great.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Just the traffic is fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Yo, it doesn't matter if you're taking, like, the bus, if you're taking a cab.
You're screwed either way.
This guy, as soon as I said cab, I seen your nostrils flare. And you get all that.
Fuck these people, guy. I'm telling you.
You had a bad cab experience?
Guy, when I went to meet you at PJ's, I went completely berserk.
Yeah, for the NBA draft.
Yeah, that's a guy. This guy was laughing inside the bar.
This guy walks in the bar, he's like, yo!
Dumbest cab driver ever.
Everybody's looking at Smith, they're like, what the hell's wrong with this guy? Yeah, yeah. They're just looking at him like, damn.
Yo, know you're a shit cab driver when after a while you said, just give me $20.
You just drive off the corner. Like,
really? No, I told him, let me out. He's like, okay, just give me $20. I'm like, take your $20 and shove it up your ass. That's what I said.
So you basically like, he's like, look, just give me 20 because I know I'm a shitty taxi driver.
Dude, just I was getting pissed. Like, seriously pissed.
Dishonorable.
All you hear me go.
Like a T-Rex.
Fuck, I sound like I was sounding like I was having an asthma attack, you know? Like.
That one's going on the soundboard.
Definitely.
And in my head, I'm like, this guy is.
So wait, did you know the address of where you're going?
Yeah. No, but I told him where to go. Like, keep going on this street right here.
No, first of all, we went to PJ's.
Yes.
PJ's pub. It's like the big sports bar on St. Jacques. I don't know any other sports bars. I don't know if anybody goes to any, like, it ain't as popular or as big as this one. It's like, this is the one. So when you say PJ's on St. Jacques, you'd figure most taxi drivers in the area.
Just go to St. Jacques and you'll find it.
That's what I said, St. Jacques.
Yeah. You just know, right?
Yeah.
Right. And I said there's a Super C right beside it. You didn't even know that.
Super C. Didn't know jack shit.
No, you didn't know fuck all, guy. Okay? Asshole.
What's fucking the deal with this, man?
That's when you know your shit. They just say, yo, just give me $20.
He's like, it's okay, man. Just charge. You, I charge you
fucking
20,
cockeyed motherfucker. I'm so pissed.
I'm like, not gonna go to Uber.
Yeah, probably gonna do that too. Cause
I know, I feel like a dinosaur guy. I'm like, I think I'm gonna try that Uber.
The Uber.
The Uber.
It's a good thing you're not saying Ubert.
Ubert.
You know, like
that. Especially try the Uber. The fucking Frenchies. I love you guys. Ooh. If you're listening.
That's some discrimination. That's some Canada Day bias.
I said I love you guys. I don't know if you're listening. Anyway.
No, but like, these guys, like, you know when you hire someone, like, in a job, you know, and everything else, and they're not bilingual, but you want them to know the French or English terms of the street, you know, turn here, turn there. This guy.
you just look like you just went through a whole list of prejudice.
Not prejudice. Cuss words, not prejudice.
Cuss words.
Don't,
okay.
Don't get, don't.
You started to censor yourself. All right. Shit.
Yeah. Like, but he didn't know any English, so I said it in French. Still didn't understand me. I know, my French is terrible.
You're French, though.
That's why I laughed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm wondering how this went down.
Ton droit ici.
Ton droit ici.
Oh, my goodness.
Yo, Gary heard me talk one time, and he's like, get catty.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and we're in Burger King, guy. I'm, like, looking at him. I'm like, asshole. And I had, like, a half an hour argument about mayo with the girl. Like, she couldn't understand me saying mayo.
Do mayo.
Yeah, do mayo or whatever. Da mayo or whatever.
Da mayo.
Da mayo.
Sounds like you dumb hoe.
Yo, you know what? I was about to call her something like that because she was acting really fucking stupid.
What kind of restaurant
is this? And then the manager goes out to her, de mayonnaise, you know, de mayo. And I'm like, yo, I've been saying that, bitch.
Classic.
And Gary classic. And Sean are fucking dying in the background. And Sean's like, yo, guy, I'm hungry, eh? I'm like, yo, talk to her, guy.
In French?
She's the keeper of nourishment.
Nourishment.
Of the Dumayo.
Dumayo.
6 years of this shit. Yeah, complaining about Dumayo.
6 years.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I've been complaining about that forever. Still, most.
I'm putting it on your gravestone.
De Mayo.
Live.
Dumb mother. No.
So you're getting a lot of sun?
Mm-hmm. Gotta take advantage, like it?
Man. I
look like a tomato.
You look like you haven't seen the sun ever.
Wow. Very nice person. You're a pasty motherfucker.
Just in case you were wondering.
Well, God, you know, well, I'm not blind.
No, I was letting our viewers see you.
You know, I know I'm a fucking, you know, not white, but white.
Oh, I love how he emphasizes on that.
Capital T.
Yeah, I got a tat on my face, my shoulders.
Feeling good? Feel relaxed?
Feel relaxed. I feel like a fucking hot dog.
Like a hot dog. That's whatever you like. Yeah, that's another one of my callback complaints. Saying like, riding around the buses and shit. It's like your Lafleur hot dog.
Oh, and the buses, guy?
There's a steamy in there.
Yo, for guy, when it gets like super packed and you're standing, the worst is when someone's holding on to like the top of the pole or that strap and they didn't put on deodorant.
Oh.
B.O. stinks.
Oh, yo, guy, dude, this girl, this big chick was like, and like her,
I was like, damn.
I think okay, because of how hot it is, we need to give a pass. We need to give it a pass at certain times.
Yeah, but at least try to put deodorant on.
I think in the morning, you should smell fresh. Everybody should, on average, most people should be smelling fresh in the morning.
At least.
You're waking up, going to what to your long day.
Yeah.
But at the end of the long day, the evening, you're going to expect to be sitting next to somebody that smells like absolute ass.
Yeah, exactly.
That's about to happen. Absolute ass.
Absolute.
Brand.
Yeah,
the absolute ass.
Yeah, the evening you should get a pass, but the morning you should get no pass. Like, you should get no pass.
It was like early afternoon. It was like sun out, everything, you know? Like, come on. You know, like,
did you go to the pool today?
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe you should.
Fuck.
Oh my goodness.
Yo, man. That's why the bus is, oh, if someone lays a pram, that's the worst, guy. It's the worst.
A pram?
A fart.
Yeah, really? I know.
You
know
always
what it
comment
is.
When I say
I
that. Yo, every time I say that, you comment.
But see, I know what it is.
I thought he was biased against single mothers with baby carriages. You know, because that's what they call them in the UK.
A pram? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pram.
I had no idea.
No idea, right?
You guys learned something new today, motherfuckers. You're lucky.
Pram. Knowledge is power, man.
6 years anniversary, motherfuckers.
Doing this for
a while,
son.
In case y'all don't know, that's cursive. If you guys can't see the mofo, I feel sorry for
the
you.
The mofo's like over here. I don't want to really touch the
mic.
No
offense, Smith.
Annie's hating on her Y over here.
Why?
For those who...
Oh, why?
It looks like a demented Q.
A demented Q.
I would go with an L or a Q.
Yes.
Yes. It looks like an L.
Hable.
That's strictly video for the people on Instagram
Hapless
right now watching this.
No, we love it. We're not even making.
We're gonna take pictures,
lots of them.
We've come a long way, man. We've been adding a lot of stuff in this place.
6 years.
6 years.
Wow. It's longer than my last relationship.
Jeez.
I never had a relationship that long. 4, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, likewise.
We're just airing out laundry.
Dirty.
No, I didn't mention names.
You don't want to name names.
I'm starting to be good with that. Aren't you? Should be proud of me for
that. Okay, that's true. That's true. You have gotten better with this over the years.
The years?
If this is the new year, technically, what's your resolution?
Yeah, this is like, our new year. What's to come in the next podcast series up ahead?
For the podcast or for me in general?
Or just, both.
Well, I want to get my health, finished, diabetes gone, you know, well, not gone, but I want to end up going back to school and finishing. But for the podcast, I'm really hoping, you know, we get, some, you know, YouTube or something, that we figure it out, you know.
The video exposure.
Yeah, because,
I want to do live.
Yeah, that's why, I think it would be good for us. And I think we have a lot of talent here, so why not?
I definitely want to do live.
Yeah.
Live podcast.
Oh,
a live audience?
Yeah, like in front of, let's say select audience.
Yeah.
We pick the people that are fans of the show, we handpick
It's going to turn into a...
Where would you do this?
Comedians almost.
Something small, you know, wherever, the Comedy Nest is a small spot.
True.
Something that small. No, it doesn't have to be too ridiculous. I don't know where exactly, but
I feel like
it's an idea.
My mom's basement, but she doesn't have one.
Well, there is auditoriums in Lachine that you are allowed to rent out for a small fee. You just go into Lachine Borough and you could rent out places, film locations, things like that.
Huh. Actually, when I was about to, about to get married, we were thinking about renting out a hall too in Verdun. Like Verdun House has a couple of them. But we have to decorate everything and
You gotta come through and do your own.
Yeah, but it was a lot cheaper than going to a restaurant or Nomi's. We were there at a couple weeks ago and this couple was setting up their wedding there.
Mm.
I'm like, that's gonna be pricey.
I know.
Nomi's, it's going to be pricey.
Now, Nomi's is the restaurant
we went to for my birthday there.
In LaSalle.
Yeah.
You say Nomi's.
Isn't it Konomi or
I'm still in conflict with the name of this.
Anybody know? Let us know.
Cause it's spelled K-Y-O-M-I, if I'm correct.
But do you notice the Y looks like an N when they write it?
It's the day of calligraphy.
I never really noticed that. Yeah, is that what's going on?
That's probably why.
Watch us, Naomi.
Did Naomi.
Watch me. It's going to be one of those viral things now. Like, what did you read?
What? Laurel. All these fucking things where it just started a trend.
Yep. The day is upon us.
The restaurant's going to call us and be like, why'd you do that to us? Yeah. Changed our name without
I really hope not. Because I would like to go there again.
Go incognito. Yeah, with a disguise.
I was going to say put a mustache on, but he has one. Just puts another one over his mustache. Oh my god, you know how, you guys have Instagram? Like, I don't know if you guys actually go on Instagram, but, like, when you're scrolling through, there's, like, a bunch of pages that do memes and stuff. And there's this one for, Toronto. So it's a lace, hair piece, but it's the Dutch braids. You could do that.
The Dutch
braids? I love that. I would do that.
He would totally get it. They wouldn't even know it's him.
He'd just walk and be like, yeah.
Hey. Hey.
I can see him like
Yo Star.
Yo Star. Yeah, boy.
Or dreads.
Oh my gosh.
I could see you with dreads.
Oh my gosh, that'd be hilarious.
Blondie dreads.
That'd be hilarious.
Red light. Star bright.
Call you Blondie everywhere dread. That'd be hilarious.
Everywhere you call it. Do some Eddie Murphy in that bitch.
He just has to. The fire
burning. It's burning higher. Keen it down to win the soul.
I'm telling you, we have to do this karaoke. That's another thing I want to do.
Yes.
As a challenge, as a group, the karaoke shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'll be filmed
that. Oh.
Ooh, I know what song I'm doing.
You doing that song? Yeah.
It's your game. I can't tell you guys what song because you might want to pitch my swagger.
Oh.
It's definitely my song I'm going to do.
I was gonna say, I got my strong song that I could use. I'm gonna keep that under wraps.
I got my embarrassing song, which I humiliated myself too. So
you only have embarrassing moments.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
True. Very true.
But you make those the highlight of your whole thing.
It's like a juggler.
My embarrassing moments are the highlights because they're hilarious.
Hey, you gotta laugh at yourself, man. You can't take yourself so seriously all the time. You know, so why not?
Or ever.
You know? That's
joking.
I know we were.
Okay. You said we weren't?
We were.
Oh,
we were.
Right. We're
totally right. I love her, right? We weren't.
Yeah, we totally were.
Ouch. A burn.
Wow. So, candidate tomorrow.
Yes.
What do you guys know for candidate? Fireworks?
Old putting port. In my mom's.
Is there any in the old port? Does anybody know if there's fireworks?
Yeah,
in
they're supposed to.
Should be.
They're
supposed I think they're shutting
tonight,
down.
Not tonight, tomorrow.
Yeah, they're supposed to be.
Aren't they shutting down some parts of the highway?
Probably, but there's also fireworks in every borough. There's one like up the street. Like every borough has fireworks.
For sure, right?
I'm never impressed by fireworks. I'm like, well, I don't want to go see no fireworks guy.
That's my drink.
I got dragged to the Saint Jean Baptiste one.
This guy just wanted a drink.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I was like, yo, I don't want to see no fireworks guy. That's for little kids, guy.
It is.
Little kids get fireworks. That's for them. You take them out to the park.
Oh,
it's all fun. But it's like. When I went there, I was actually surprised. They got the ones that make sound now. Like,
wow.
They go up and they zoom to one side and...
They have ones that actually tell stories and shit.
Instead of grow the fuck up. Young and the fuck down, okay? You're allowed to enjoy some fucking bubbles and fireworks once in a while.
What's in
a while? Jesus Christ. Have a barba papa.
Exactly, man. It's the one day you can do that. Like, enjoy yourself.
Have some cotton candy. Live a little.
If it's on...
Because it's starting to smell like something's burning. Is that getting hot in the back of it?
Am I the only one that smells like nothing?
You know, Annie is afraid of everything, guy.
Just in case you guys are wondering, we're just doubling.
Because I smell something burning.
I'm telling you.
Is she the only one that smells something burning?
I think she's the only one.
I think you are.
I smell nothing burning.
Everybody burning. I took a big deep breath.
Nothing. Yeah, no, I think we're okay. No burning.
Yeah, that's Sean Kingston's song.
back to our regular
schedule programming.
I'm talking about fireworks. It just smell burning.
Maybe that's how serious you that's are what with it
is. We start talking about fireworks. You're like, she's like, I smell burnt toast.
Burnt toast. Rush her to the ER.
Yo, for real, that means a stroke is coming.
I don't even think that's a real thing.
What?
Burnt toast type of thing.
Burnt toast smell?
No.
You don't think it's real? But it was on TV.
Wow. So that makes it true.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say that makes it real then, right?
Real
is. I don't know if it's real or not, but I don't like because I learned that there was certain
So
symptoms that you have.
There's a spectrum of things you could be smelling if you're having a
stroke. No, it's not smelling. It's like your face would droop. You know, your vision will get, like, blurry and all sorts of things, you know?
Yeah, but those are other symptoms. But are you disregarding the whole burnt toast
thing
altogether?
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not.
You don't think it's true? Mm. I wonder if someone could confirm that.
Yeah.
Anybody we know could confirm that. Like,
there you go.
ATT.
What?
Any of the think tank ATT production. Holy crap.
That should
you guys
be on a
so
t-shirt or a hat for real, though.
That's what they call my channel. Yeah.
That should be a new shirt for the new
season. You can't take that from us.
That should be. We should have our own customized shirts for the new season.
Customized? Oh, there's an idea.
That dude, Nick.
Yeah.
T-shirts?
Exactly. You go to a place, just.
Speaking of t-shirts, we don't got no camera on Nick. But he's wearing a Wu-Tang t-shirt.
Can you stand up and model the shirt for us, please? Do a little spin. Whoa, don't throw your drink at me.
Okay.
Right? Do a little spin.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Wow.
You do a spin?
I was told to do that.
Okay, so Wu-Tang coming to Montreal. Laval.
Yeah. Yep. July 12th.
July 12th. That's their big thing going on this summer.
Are you going?
I'm going.
You're going?
Oh, yeah.
How much?
What do you mean? How much was the ticket?
Yeah.
It's like $90.
It was like 90. I'm
buying my ticket. Is it general admission or do you get seats?
I got seats.
I went there for ASAP.
Same place?
Yeah.
It's a
good
venue.
Was it good?
Oh, man. Yeah, but you know what it feels like? It kind of feels like you're at a high school auditorium. Because, like, when I went, there was a bunch of, like, little kids around me.
That's how I felt. I went to see Wiz Khalifa, like, a while
back. Guys,
swear
to God, there's a very, very young crowd. You're going to see it. Impossible for parking. You're going to end up stuck parking in the parking lot of the Sandesha, like, the shopping center.
Okay.
That's, like, a block away, two blocks away.
Okay.
So, put your walking shoes on. Hopefully it's not a hot one.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be...
Hopefully they have everyone there. You want everyone, but a lot of them.
It was dope, don't get me wrong. For the most part, it was, like, okay.
Yeah.
But it's not the Bell Center, like, by far.
Yeah,
like,
Bell Center is, like it's crazy.
You'll see when you step inside what I mean by a high school auditorium.
Like, a packed Bell Center is crazy.
I love it.
Crazy.
That's better than sex.
Oh.
By the way, burnt toast, false. It's a myth.
Oh, okay.
What?
So we don't have to go to the ER.
All right, Smith.
But some people may actually have their senses of smells be affected, so you may smell what they call phantom smells. It's all depending on the person.
There you have it.
Well, yeah, it's like, it's kind of weird, you know? Like, I just think...
But like strokes are now forever like immortalized with I spilled burnt toast.
Yeah. I remember Jackie.
I'm just showing my age.
Like people used to say to me, I smell burnt toast, I'm having a stroke. I'm like, no, you're not.
Super myth now. Who needs Mythbusters when you have us?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Google. Ooh,
yeah. Google. Hey, can you take some kind of credit for it? Jesus.
Well, you remember, use Google.
We did that shit.
Chilling with Villains Busters.
We looked it up.
Chilling with Villains Busters.
You copyright that.
Make it sound like a dairy queen.
You're not going to be in charge of marketing.
Definitely not.
Far from.
I love it.
So anybody will go to a barbecue yet? No? Yeah? No. Just Smith?
What summer has there been?
This is very true. But I thought, like, as soon as 27 degrees hit, I start smelling barbecues all over the place. I love
you're having a stroke.
I want to get a barbecue. Oh my goodness.
It's like maybe you're having a stroke. But that'd, yeah, that'd be a very pleasant stroke.
Just barbecue, you know, like, for real.
That's a great.
Wish I had cologne that smelled like, you know, bacon and shit.
Bacon? There is bacon cologne.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, that's, I believe, super there is savage, bacon cologne. Guy.
That would be amazing.
Bacon cologne.
Yeah.
I will take weed cologne over bacon cologne any day.
Right? Wow. I would get way too hungry with bacon cologne.
Yeah, they would have, like, Miss Piggy for, like, the women's perfume. Instead of, like, bacon cologne, it'll be Miss Piggy fragrance.
Eau de bacon.
Eau de bacon.
Oh.
El bacona.
Eau de bacon.
Oh, my God. You just say it with zero class.
You say it.
Eau de bacon.
Eau de bacon.
Eau de bacon.
Now you're praying to the fucking bacon water.
Oh, my gosh.
Eau de bacon. We're back on.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Taking it to new levels, everything. You just going through with it.
Are you aching? Or some,
I feel like he's trying to make a word in Scrabble, and he's just playing with all of his tiles, and he's like, "Jamble, this is definitely a word." Nope.
You know what was? You know,
I'm the Mason Sesame Scrabble. Street,
where the two words is it? R.
Car.
R.
I would just put multiple R's. There's your word.
R.
R. Yeah, there's a word. Double points.
Double points. Card, two R's.
The best is adding an S.
That's a good strategy. The S.
You just add an S in a really long word and you get like double their points and the word points.
Awesome. I was going to say add the D, but then
add
D. D's.
We know where the conversation was going to go right after that. Add the D.
You're going to learn today.
You're going to learn
today. Pretty sure that's what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, Dick.
Hello, Dick.
Oh my goodness.
You're going to learn today. Fucking love that.
So one barbecue.
I mean, I had a barbecue on my mom's for Father's Day.
That counts.
Okay.
That counts.
Is it a barbecue?
Like, was the food barbecued?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, then it's a barbecue. That counts
as a barbecue.
Okay, well.
Don't make it difficult for yourself.
I'm not. This coming from you.
Shots fired.
It's difficult for yourself.
Well, she's like, is that count? Well, I'm like, if a barbecue is used, it counts.
What if it's not used?
Just shrug your shoulders, like.
Then it's not a motherfucking barbecue.
What if there's barbecue chips?
Oh.
Wow.
The theme is barbecue, so you have, like, barbecue chicken. It's barbecue chips.
Wow.
This is barbecue. I brought the chips.
Yep.
Got the chicken.
Old fashioned.
Next time someone invites me to a barbecue, I'm doing that.
I
brought the barbecue. Yeah. Barbecue chips.
Barbecue sauce, too.
Imagine you tell them, I'll bring the barbecue. Yeah. You bring barbecue chips. Oh, my.
The disappointment on their faces are going to be fucked.
They're expecting you to bring the fucking grill and get out of here.
They're like, yo, don't even bring food. This guy said he's going to bring some barbecue. Guy, don't even, like, yo.
You're waiting for the punchline, and he's like, well, I got another bag.
Yeah, there you go.
I got different types. You want Pringles?
Pringles, Lay's, what you want?
What you want, man?
Here's some Ruffles.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Ruffles.
Ruffles.
Nasty. They don't have barbecue.
They don't?
Do they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it like a Ruffles, wing barbecue or like buffalo wing barbecue?
No, it's
they have like Lay's regular barbecue, yeah, my guy.
Yeah. And they have like flaming hot barbecue.
That's not a chip.
Lay's flaming hot barbecue?
Come on, man. Stop flame heating chips. Who wants fire?
Me.
And a chip. Why? Why?
Because it's fun.
I need it to light my spliff.
Yo, serious, right? Strike it.
There we go.
The Doritos so goddamn hot, you just flick it like a fucking match.
It's like, bam. Flames, guy. Just light that.
Fuego.
Fucking ghetto-ass chip guy trying to light your spliff with a Ruffles.
Oh, my goodness. We're talking about Doritos. Three corners, no Ruffles.
Oh, three corners. Oh, okay.
He's like, that makes a difference.
That makes a difference. Hate that stupid game guy with the Doritos guy. Where you keep eating chips until you get a spicy one or whatever.
Oh, roulette.
Roulette.
Roulette, yes.
Russian roulette instead of so plain
stupid
roulette.
He has so much disdain for it. It's like a stupid game.
Guy, I hate it, guy, because I get like 5 spicy ones in a row. I'm near dying.
Then you're having a stroke.
Yeah.
Who wants that? No burnt toast anywhere.
Guy, if they come out with a Lay's burnt toast brand.
We gotta do that with you guys, Bean Boozled.
Ew, no.
Yeah, you guys would be awesome at it. It's the jelly beans where, like, you taste them, and sometimes it'll taste like pears, and then the other one is boogers.
Oh.
Or it's like Russian roulette.
You know, I'm down to try that. But we need to do more live things where we can interact with, like, the people watching.
Hi, viewers.
Yeah.
Peace signs.
Be here.
Peace signs?
Peace signs.
Goodbye.
All right. You're...
So, did y'all hear there's serial killer on the loose?
Wow, that's thanks for lightning. I'm trying to be all relaxed and don't worry about anything.
We don't even know
anything.
How the guy died in Lachine. First of all, we don't even know how they're dying. This was like serial killer related.
Serial killer on the loose.
Both were killed by the same person.
They were both murdered.
But in a short span, there's been a lot of stabbings and bodies showing up.
And no one's been arrested.
It's kind of weird. It's a little unnerving.
Oh, guy, there was a stabbing on my street already, guy. Yeah.
Oh, you live in LaSalle. LaSalle's a bad hood, my guy.
Early? Oh. Early, right
it
on Early.
It's not what it used to be.
Well, it used to be.
They tried to catch one of them, but there was two, like, worse for wear, but one of them got away. He got stabbed, too, but I don't think it was as bad.
Yeah. I just heard about that.
Oh, yeah, the two guys. Hey, they got into the fight. I remember that. I heard that on the news.
Guy was in the cab. I was going home and just saw everything blocked. Do you hear the cab driver? Jesus Christ, what happened?
I bet. Did you know where he was going?
Yeah, he knew where he was going.
Oh, okay, this was a good cab ride.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
On another note, don't ever move to Cote d'Ivoire, people.
Oh.
Why? Did you hear what happened to the lady?
Oh, yeah.
Holy fucking Christ. Like, just telling this story is creeping me the hell out. So this lady comes home from work, lives in an apartment complex in Cote d'Ivoire, people. Guess what she comes home to in her fucking kitchen?
What?
A fucking python that attacked her.
What?
Holy shit.
Wait, whoa. Cote d'Ivoire?
Cote d'Ivoire.
Not Australia?
Cote d'Ivoire. Montreal. Cote d'Ivoire.
No, that's a new place in Australia,
Montreal
right?
Blogs. Watch.
No.
MTL vlog, we'll go on to her thing.
What the fuck is a python?
Python. So that means some... Ugh, I got goosebumps everywhere.
Monster snake that can, like, eat things whole.
That's what I'm saying, and it attacked her.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to go home.
So, this is somebody's pet, right?
It has to be. Somebody had to, like, have
that's
the
a bad joke,
just,
man.
Like, a bad joke?
It's like, tell me where the punchline is. Yeah, like, I'm just going to prank somebody.
Where's the joke?
Punchline is the python biting her.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's the punchline.
That's a tough punchline.
Oh my god, I got goosebumps everywhere.
That's a cruel joke, though.
What?
That's a joke.
That's what I'm saying. What part of this is funny?
What part of this is a joke to you?
Hemi probably finds it funny. Or whoever did it.
I find it's funny that you think that could be something that's funny.
No, the guy probably thinks it's funny. I don't find it funny.
Fuck.
Where are we going with
this? There's no joke. Don't ever move to Cote d'Ivoire. That's all I'm saying. You can move there. Yeah. I don't care now.
Since you like dark humor and all, you're going.
I don't like it.
Find your punchline.
Cote d'Ivoire one time, there was also, remember when we were younger, the Cote d'Ivoire shooting with the nail gun?
What the fuck?
That's way back.
Yeah, that's way back, man.
Yeah.
Was it Maggie Simpson?
No. No, these in the metro. Right outside the metro, these guys came up, shot these dudes up with a nail gun.
So that means they had a cartridge, an air tank with them, and a fucking nail gun?
Well, you can have, like, it could be portable, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
A portable nail gun?
Is that something?
I didn't even know. I thought you needed the air compressor to, like...
Well, now you probably need that, but...
Thing, right?
So what did I have a picture now, like, this guy with a tube of fire going around his tank? That tank is fucking heavy.
Rolling it around?
That's crazy.
You know how heavy them tanks are?
Yo, hook it up.
Wait, it's for sure in the back seat, and he's got that yellow wire that, like,
the coils
up. Yeah. Gets trapped in the door. This is horrible.
Yeah, but Cote d'Ivoire is a pretty, like, she is right, though. Cote d'Ivoire is pretty crazy.
I didn't know it was Australia. Fuck, you're crazy.
Yeah, that's just fucked up. pythons, that's fucked up.
We're talking about stabbings. That, yeah, that's like
stabbing okay. And shit. I mean, it can happen in any neighborhood. But a python, what's going on?
There's a reason why I live where it freezes my face off, okay?
That's what I'm saying, because these animals should be eradicated during that season. And then
some asshole fresh wants start. To think it's a cute pet. What is cute?
You, that's why Florida has too many of them. Uh-huh. People have them as pets.
A lot of them, they keep it in their bathtubs and stuff. Like
what the fuck? Now I'm going to have like...
No, it's true. Remember Bavin and Jordan? Jordan had like three...
I semi-hate you right now.
I think just hates
like
snakes.
Three and
oh
like...
Oh my god, clearly. I am so uncomfortable boa constrictors, right man.
No, this is why I'm never living in a hot country like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Never living in a
you
hot
really
country.
You really hate snakes, eh?
Like yeah, she don't like them.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know, she's having a
I
heart
love
attack.
Annie. She's like, yeah, they make portable ones.
They really do.
They really do.
Yeah.
Just in case you guys wanted to know, FYI, they make portable nail guns.
And apparently this not, is not...
In case you gotta nail something on the go.
A new model?
We're not saying to use this to harm people. We're
no,
just
no,
saying that
God,
there's portable
no.
ones.
Don't ever use it.
Unless you need it, I mean...
I mean, just nail stuff to the wall.
Right?
That's what you use it for.
I hang pictures all the time.
From long distance, I would be nailing stuff from across the room, just...
What is it, Happy Gilmore? The guy has a fucking screw nail in his head for yeah. nail gun?
Yeah, I remember
this. Yo, from all the yeah. Happy Gilmore?
Big old fucking monster of a man.
Oh my gosh.
He had that t-shirt that says,
I don't,
guns don't kill people. People.
I kill
people.
Yeah. No, he's like, guns don't kill people. I kill people.
Wasn't that, it was Jaws? Was it Jaws? No.
That was the guy that played, Didn't he play in Bond? No, that was...
Listen, that's what I was saying. Is he
maybe
Jaws?
A villain. Maybe he was a villain.
Yeah.
We're going to look up his IMBD after.
Yeah.
And check that out.
I remember Andre the Giant was supposed to be in one of them, but I don't know.
I just remember that for the Bob Barker quote from Happy Gilmore. The price is wrong. The Adam's angle. The price is wrong, bitch.
No, the price, like, the price is wrong, Bobby. Because it was Bob Barker.
Wrong,
trust me.
Bitch.
Seen that movie like a billion times.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So a billion and one, probably.
We need to bring Adam Sandler back.
He's mostly on Netflix.
He's killing Netflix, supposedly.
Yeah, he's killing Netflix.
Did
so.
You see the Mystery Murder thing?
No.
I like it.
Oh, yeah, was it good?
I didn't finish watching it, but I watched some of it. It was pretty good.
With Jennifer Aniston, right? Yeah. I wanted to see that. You can see that anytime, though.
It's like the 90s is like.
Coming back.
Still alive, man. Keanu Reeves, Adam Sandler's back in like
Wick 3.
Korn just came out with a new album.
Yeah.
What? For real?
Yeah.
Korn, yeah.
Dude,
I love
masks.
Korn.
No, Slipknot.
I love Korn too.
I love me some.
I knew some that Korn was. I knew
Korn.
That was going to be said.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Barbecue, yo. Barbecue. That's what I'm talking
let's
about.
Let's do that.
Korn on the cob.
Korn on the cob,
el
man.
Korn on El Cob.
Some things make me hungry. I don't know where I was going. Mm. Nobody wanted to follow along. What's up? I just traumatized like the last time that we tried that.
I have no idea what that was.
See?
Are you a hungry man?
Oh my god.
Are you a hungry man?
Sexy man.
Sexy man. I should think of those TV dinners have the hungry man know. Dinners.
Oh, those are bullshit. You don't what? Fill me up. That's
hungry,
bullshit.
Hungry
Kaka.
That's what she
Swanson,
said.
Hungry Man.
The Hungry Man.
That's bullshit.
That man. That's a meal for a, like
a giant.
Know, a little
fucking college kid.
Why'd you guys look at me like I was lying?
A giant. The Swansons?
Swansons.
No. You need
hungry
like
Hungry Man.
You need to eat like two of them.
What?
For
don't they have that
one
extra one there that's like 10 pounds or something?
You get the 10
like
pounds.
What?
Pound
of food or 10
there's
pounds.
A
where
ten.
Did you see this?
No.
They have the king size ones. I swear
no, no,
to God.
No, I know what you're talking
it.
About. Like Fit Bowls or whatever?
No. It's like, the same thing. It's Hungry Man, but it's like a bigger, like.
Yeah, it's like a 10 pound one you can find in the freezer.
Get out
it's
of here.
The same thing, but it's like almost
swear to gosh,
like double or triple the portion.
Gotta look that up.
It's the extra large ones or the extra large Hungry Man.
Hungry Man redeemed.
There we go.
But don't barbecue that shit.
What the fuck? Barbecue that?
Yeah.
You realize it's plastic, right?
You can just take it out of the plastic.
Oh.
No, I'm just taking the tray and just put it on the grill.
Oh, yeah.
Flip it over and shit.
You don't poke holes in the plastic if you don't want it to come out? Oh, my goodness. Imagine somebody invites you over for a barbecue. Yo, pull out the hungry man.
I would leave. I would leave immediately.
What do you mean, hungry man?
Like, yo.
Is somebody else coming?
No, we are not eating this. I protest.
Yeah. Like, I'm out. Hungry man vegetarian.
You're going to be there forever trying to click the ice off the fucking... Get the ice off the fucking chicken. You're going to be there, like, stabbing it, like, a bunch of times.
Yo, you guys tried this Beyond Meat?
No, because I don't know if it's gluten-free.
It's not?
I don't know. I don't know if it is.
I'm not sure. I would assume it. You heard of it? Beyond Meat, it's like...
It's supposed to be, like, a vegan, plant-based, like, hamburger or hot dog or whatever.
I have some in my fridge.
It's pretty authentic, man.
I haven't tried it yet.
It's pretty good. Yeah. I've tried some from A&W. I think Tim Hortons has their own.
Oh, I was just going to say plant-based.
Yeah. Mm. It sounds crazy, but it tastes just like meat, dude. I was kind of surprised. Impressed.
It's worth trying. In worst case scenario, you don't like it, and then you don't have to ever try it again.
Yeah, you have to try things.
You see Mr. Falafel over here, supposedly. Oh, yeah. It's all vegetarian there.
Yeah, apparently, because they have, like, hamburger,
But they got stuff like shawarma and Mongolian beef, and you'd swear it's meat.
If they're open after this,
but I don't think it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if someone could confirm that for me. Mr. Falafel is pure vegetarian, right? Like, there's no meat in there.
From what I
understand.
Falafels, it's chickpeas.
Right?
It's not
meat. It's all like plants and...
But you could get like a container of Mongolian beef. We tried this yesterday.
Oh, it's mushrooms.
It's mushrooms.
Yeah, he uses like a shiitake mushroom, but it's all in the like seasoning and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. See?
So you're getting all the nutrients and you're not getting the meat.
This is a new thing, man. It's a new wave. Talk about you want to get into shape. Start going vegan.
Or vegetarian, if you don't want to make that giant leap.
Yeah, vegan is like 100%.
Zero animal byproducts.
Yeah.
You can't use leather. You can't use anything that's made with anything to do with animals.
Not even silk, because they use silkworms to make silk.
That's not some bullshit. I don't know. I don't know if I could go extreme veganism.
Veganism?
Yeah, that's... I can't do that.
Guy at my work is vegan. His winter coat is vegan. He is extra.
Vegan extra?
Like, extra.
Oh my goodness. I don't know if I could do that, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
like,
you know?
The first couple of times that he was, like, working there, I brought my lunch a few times, and he was like, oh, what are you eating? And I was like, nothing. And then he's like, oh, you're eating steak? Do you know that cows are like...
Oh, boy.
And I was like, you know what?
Okay. It's all
right. If you're going to do this every time, don't bother, because you're talking to deaf ears right
he's
now.
He's like, you know what I'm saying?
I would go there with a fucking pepperoni stick and some bacon and wrap it around the pepperoni stick.
You know how many cows had to die? Just grab it with both hands.
The day after, he's like, what did you eat? I was like, a vegetable compound.
Sorry, dude. That may work for you. I'm a meatitarian.
Don't
get me wrong. Like, I don't have to have meat, but like, if I'm eating it, don't fucking like. Oh my god.
Like, don't judge. Yeah. Don't judge me.
You don't see me like. Oh my god, you're eating.
Dude, do you know plants. Like that shit destroys the planet? And it's like, look, man, I fart every day, and they say that destroys the planet. Fuck you.
That's why, like, okay. People want to sit there and like, I'm like, yo, there's somebody in the alleyway doing heroin.
Fuck you know what I mean?
Right?
What's worse?
It's a lot worse.
You're really going to tell me that a fucking chicken burger is worse than a fucking shot of heroin? Excuse me for, like, the extremeness, but come on.
Exactly.
I mean, burgers, motherfucker.
Right?
Oh my god, I went to Burgerville for the first time, and it was the most beautiful hamburger I've ever eaten.
It's an artisanal burger.
It was so delicious.
And oh, the one in Westminster?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing, yeah.
I had ordered Uber Eats, and, I thought I was going to get my order, and the guy drove right by the restaurant and didn't pick up my order. So he came to my house, and I was like, where's my food? He's like, I'm really sorry. I forgot to pick it up. I'll be right back. On bike.
Forgot?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's like, he went to the restaurant,
no,
didn't get the food, went back, picked up the food, and like, yeah. It wasn't the best burger, I'll just say.
Wow, well, yeah, because... You're waiting like 3,000 years to get
especially on fucking bike and the hill.
Yeah.
Ublisa.
Oh my gosh.
But that's like the new thing now. Like specialized burgers or specialized type of foods.
My record, I ordered KFC one time. It was 2.5 hours.
That's disgusting. I would have called them and, like, freaked out.
You
should try Notre Dame de Bref. It's on Sherbrooke. They have another one. They're, like, starting to open chains. Mm-hmm. I had a burger from there. It's so good. They make it with, like, not jalapenos, but, like, chili, like, those banana peppers.
Okay.
The bun is a plantain.
What?
Yeah, like, it's a fried plantain, and it's two, like, whatever. And then you have your burger. There's cheese, a spicy mayo, onions, mustard.
I'm hungry.
It's so good.
You see, that's how you do it. When I said artisanal, okay, she went and did that with the plantain bread and all that. You said 2.5 hours for KFC.
Fuck your KFC.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of comparison was that?
Wow. What?
Joking. There's no way I could actually confirm that it's pigeons, but who makes that much chicken in the world?
Well, they cloned them, correct? Or
that's what I heard. Allegedly.
That's why I was like, I can neither hear, say, or confirm.
Cloned or not, tastes like chicken.
Yep. Can't confirm or deny.
I haven't eaten that in a while.
Man, I'm hungry.
Yeah, man.
All this food talk.
Man, we need to go to a barbecue immediately after this podcast.
I'm down.
You got me thinking about falafel, Mongolian beef, and fucking...
Summertime, man. I hope everybody else is having a great summer. So for far, sure. So good.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
And Canada. Anybody whose birthday was today, tomorrow, for the long weekend, enjoy yourselves. Dun, dun, bow, 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 bow. So we're gonna mosey on the fuck out of here.
We're all super hungry.
You know what I mean? My stomach's growling, man.
I swear, I thought you guys could hear it. I was gonna apologize for it.
So I was here. I thought it was you or me.
Fucking hungry. Fuck that shit.
You know what I mean? If you want to hear any restaurant ideas from us and what we're eating today, you go to facebook.com. That's memes, vids, and stay chill. Facebook.com/chillvillains. We're on Instagram. A lot of our fans are on Instagram. Love Instagram. Love you guys. Thank you so much for all of the support. Look, 6 years, we're still here recording, still filming. That's
Instagram. Chill with Villains.
Right? We're on SoundCloud. We got a couple of, like, exclusive cuts on SoundCloud. You can still check us out on that. SoundCloud.com/...
Chilling with Villains.
Snapchat, because we did some Snapchat recording today, right?
Yeah, we did.
Snapchat, that's at Chill Villains. We got Facebook, we already mentioned. So we're going to... Any complaints?
Fuck your complaints.
We really don't give a shit.
Has anyone ever even opened the emails?
I don't know.
I have.
We got to talk to George from Human Resources.
I was about to say, probably.
You haven't
talked to him in a while, eh? I could tell.
Yeah.
Your face shows it.
It's like, and I've talk with some people that have, like, listened to our show and stuff like that, and they feel uneasy about giving us feedback or criticism or comments. I have to, like, tell them and encourage them, like, look, hey, we need the feedback so we can know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. It'll be good to know where we stand with everybody that's listening or watching us. So feel free, even if it's a good comment, bad comment.
Anything is constructive. Anything. We won't take it bad or, like...
Never going to take it personal, right?
Exactly. So...
If all of a sudden you can't find us online, maybe we blocked you, but it's okay.
Yeah, you know, and then life goes on.
Just don't be an ass. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, but still, the complaints you go, chillervillains@gmail.com.
P.S. We love
you. You know? Shout out to Khadija.R on Instagram. Shout out to Kareem Reed on SoundCloud.com. And Reams on the Keys on Instagram as well. Without further ado, this is Gary DeVille leaving the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
And your think tank in the house.
Hi.
Just filming.
Hey.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
6 year anniversary.
Woo!
And that's all we got to say about that shit.
Bitch.
Another one.
Another one.